What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Gentlemen, it has been some time since I've done one of these. However, on my recent HMT, someone left a comment saying, "Oh, talk about Minneapolis." To which I replied, "That doesn't qualify for this series." However, that is a perfect FAFO file. Now, I've watched people break it down from many aspects on both sides. The people who agree with the shooting, and of course, the detractors who disagree with the shooting. Now, I'm going to break it down from my area of expertise. Now, I'm going to go ahead and say this right out the gate. I 1,000% agree with the agent. And like I said, I'm going to break it down from my area of expertise, which is a military firearms instructor. Yes. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, I'm retired military. And my particular specialty was a firearms instructor. So the two words that I had to drill into people when I trained them were deadly force. Yeah. Now, we're in the military, and this does extend to law enforcement, but in the military, we have higher rules of engagement. But I'm going to focus on the deadly force triangle. Now, when I break this down, there should be no more arguments. The deadly force triangle is a decision-making model used by law enforcement and military personnel, requiring three distinct parts that you have a split second to determine. Now, in the military, we use an acronym called OIC. Now, normally that means officer in charge, but when it comes to a deadly force scenario, that acronym transitions into opportunity, intent, capability. Once again, you have split seconds to make that determination. Now, of course, I've seen the video numerous times in slow motion from different angles, and every single time I looked for those three components. And those three components were present. Now, the three elements. Capability. Does the subject have the means, i.e., a weapon, physical strength, explosive device, bladed weapon, to inflict death or serious bodily harm? In that woman's case, her car, or should I say her SUV, was the capability. Opportunity. Is the subject in effective range or position to use their ability to cause harm? In the woman's case, she was directly in front of the agent. Intent. Does the subject's actions or words demonstrate a willingness or intent to cause death or serious harm? Was she floored it? And you could literally see her front tires start to spin because she was on ice. At that point, she intended to run that man over. So yes, from a deadly force triangle position, he was 100% justified in pulling his firearm and letting loose. How it works, all three elements must be reasonably present to justify deadly force. And to this protocol, you can find it, of course, anywhere online, but you can look at globalsecurity.org. But if any single element is missing, deadly force is generally not authorized, even if the person seems threatening, i.e., they have the weapon, but they're standing still. They're close, but they've said, you know what? I'm just going to brandish this. However, I'm not going to come at you. But the second that person actually comes at you with said weapon, then guess what? All three corners of the deadly force triangle will be met. So people are all in their feelings. And of course, there's GoFundMes and all that stuff. And there's puff pieces talking about, oh, she was such a good woman. No, 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 no. If she were a good citizen, you know what she would have done? Not been there in the first damn place. Yeah. Oh, she's such a good woman who lost custody of her children. Oh, but see, the emotional people are not going to look at that. They're going to say, oh, this is such a tragedy. Then you have that absolute ghetto ratchet, Jasmine Crockett, talking about, oh my God, where's our humanity? Oh, bitch, please. Now, see, this is where I get to pull Charlie Kirk out. Because she said, well, we didn't do anything like that. Oh, no, 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 Miss Crockett. No, you lefties. When Charlie Kirk was assassinated, you had many people literally get fired from their jobs for celebrating his assassination. Do you see people on the right getting fired, saying that this woman deserved what she got? No. Did she deserve what she got? I'm gonna say it. Yes. Under the rules of deadly force, that ICE agent had every right to defend himself. When I heard drive, baby, drive, and she floored it, she gunned her engine. That was it. Every single corner of the deadly force triangle was met. So yeah, she got what she got. She played a stupid game and she won a stupid ass prize. Oh well, oh well. So I'm going to give this a FAFO score of 10. Yeah, in my humble opinion, the restraint that law enforcement continues to use, it needs to be dialed back. Yeah, I'm saying go back to the old school days of dogs and fire hoses like America did to the black population back then. Yeah, little bit of OC spray. You know what? Fuck it. However, to my white audience, this is going to sound bad, but I got to call a spade a spade. This, all of this crap that's going on with feminism and these liberal white women, this is the fault of white fathers. It is. Weak white fathers who would never appropriately punish their daughters. So these women grew up in a society that refused to appropriately punish them when they got out of line. And now that thought process has spread across the board. It truly has. So these women grow up thinking that they're never going to be held accountable. Then they become women who are never held accountable. And guess what? Now We've got chaos. We've got chaos. There was a conversation a few years ago that kind of went viral between an old white woman and a young black man, where she basically said, hey, black men, y'all need to get black women in line, because it's not going to end well for everybody. So this is kind of the same thing. Hey, white guys, you know, y'all need to get white women back in line, because when that happens, then everything else is going to fall into place. But you know what? I think at this point, it's far too little, far too late. Everything's going to have to collapse. But that's just my opinion on that particular part, so far as out of control, liberal white women. But all in all, yes, I 1,000% agree with what happened with the ICE agent. He was 1,000% right in protecting himself, because he had been drugged before. A lot of people don't want to talk about that. Another illegal immigrant who was wanted for, let's just say, kitty diddling, drugged that man when he tried to arrest him. So yeah, when you go through something like that and you think that's going to happen to you again, you're on a heightened sense of self-preservation. And that's that. And of course, we have the politicians that are using this woman's, you know, deletion to further their agenda. How about this? People, go the fuck home. Let ICE do their job. Let law enforcement do their job and stay the fuck out of the way. No? Okay. Then whatever happens to you happens. Oh, well. Oh, well. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Go ahead and actually look up the deadly force triangle and look at it for yourself. Let me know what you guys think. My humble opinion, my assessment using the deadly force triangle cannot be argued with. It is what it is. And for all you liberals out there who still think that you're going to one day overthrow the system, that everybody's going to just become liberals and out of control, emotional idiots, you better understand this. And you better understand this crystally clear. The power that you think you have is going out. Feminism is going out right along with it. Because trust and believe, more and more men, especially young men, are sick of this. And hey, there will be a correction event. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out. Thank you.